This Australian Grand Prix Betting Picks edition of the F1 Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Kutt. Kutt is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head to Kutt.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, NHL, NASCAR, F1, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by our SGPN subscribers-only Merch Madness Bankroll Challenge. It's free to enter and up to $2,000 in prizes. Enter today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/madness. We're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off of your first month and start making smarter bets today. Get ready for speed.
You just wait, Sunshine. You just wait.
Get ready for the passion.
To whom it may concern, you.
Get ready for the raw emotion.
Sì, ragazzi! Grazie, grazie, grazie! Dai, forza Ferrari!
Get ready for the F1 Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Now, here are your hosts, Rod Villagomez and Cody Zeeb. It is race week, everybody. Come celebrate with us as F1 graces ourselves with its return. And yet another Grand Prix. Of course, it is the Australian Grand Prix this weekend. And as we start every show, probably from now until he retires, Max wins this race. Thanks, everybody. Let's go racing and let it ride.
Yeah, they updated his odds to win now, Rod. I think the lowest I saw was minus 650.
You got to be kidding me on that, man.
But hey, that's what we're here for. This is why, and this is why you bet on the sport, because it makes everything else so much fun. That's what we get to talk about today. Obviously, you're not going to bet Max at minus 650. If you do, we're not going to tell you not to, but probably not a great long-term investment. But there's plenty of other good stuff to bet on this week, so I'm excited for that. And hey, you never know. Maybe this is the week that somebody else takes care of business.
It very much could be. And so I suppose as I read through and as I listen to people talk about it, because I'm getting more and more involved in just sort of kind of getting the gauge on how people are feeling about F1, because when you have this much dominance by one guy in a certain sport, it tends to get stale. And there's a lot of people that don't like it because it's not competitive, or because there's a lot of things that are, you know, because Max keeps winning every race, this F1 is a joke. And I can't really say that I blame them for feeling that way, because it does start to feel like, why am I watching this if it's, well, I think I saw somebody call it the other day a Sunday parade. And it's like, why would I watch a Sunday parade of cars? And I thought about it, especially because in NASCAR, we've gotten a lot of great weekends of racing over the last few weeks. And so, you know, I know we talk a lot about watching up and down the leaderboard and trying to find ways to create your own drama. And that's what you got to start doing. And as a betting aspect of it, I think that's why this show and this particular way to watch this race is important, because it does, like you said, give you the opportunity to cheer for guys that are 10th place finishers, because at least you know that there's a little more competition between who's going to finish 10th and who's going to win this race. So that's where you find the value in this. Now, from a sheer racing standpoint, is it fun watching Max Verstappen cross the finish line every single week by 600 seconds? Meh. Yeah, I think so. Because for me, I still enjoy the process. I still enjoy the end result is going to be the end result. I enjoy the process of it all. So, and we got Insano checking in.
But yeah, spot on right here too. I take it you're watching greatness. Same thing I said when Jordan was winning championships. Look, when Jordan was winning championships, when Brady was winning championships,
Jimmy Johnson was winning championships.
You know, we've seen it. We see it across sports. That's just how it goes. I mean, you're going to have times of dominance. This is very, very dominant. And yes, to someone who's not paying attention, oh, look, Max won by 30 seconds again, you know, whatever. But if you actually watch the races, like, there is stuff going on. There's activity throughout the race, throughout the field. If you've got the bets on it, if you've got the DFS sweat, I mean, you're sweating where Logan Sargeant is because you found out that playing him in the captain spot means you can squeeze in Max and Checo or whoever else. Like, it's fun, and that's what makes it so great. And, you know, F1, you can't compare it to NASCAR. You can't compare it to even IndyCar. It's its own discipline, and there's differences in it, and that's it's great for that. And we like it. We enjoy it. And again, just go bet on it because it makes it so much more exciting. And I love tuning in every week, despite the fact that I know Max is going to go put an ass whooping on everyone. But Rod, he didn't win every race last year, right? So at some point, maybe he's not going to win every race this year, right? We only had 12 classified drivers in this race last year, Rod. Absolute utter chaos. I mean, something like that happens. He gets taken out or he has an issue. He actually, he was leading. He had such a big lead that he spun out in the lead last year and still went back. But, I mean, you go back to had he spun out, got off the track, got stuck. All of a sudden, Max, you know, out for his Sunday drive, enjoying the lead, fucks it up, and that's a big story. Like, there can be other fun stuff around it. So, yeah, it is what it is. And you have to respect the greatness. Like Insano said, like, you don't see this very often. I mean, Lewis was pretty good for a while, but did he dominate to this level? I mean, Schumacher was pretty good for a while, but we're getting close to being into the most dominant performance we've ever seen over a few seasons. Like, and that's something to look back on and remember and be like, whoa. And we saw it with Jordan and the Bulls, and we saw it with Brady and the Patriots, and we saw it with Jimmy Johnson and Hendrick. Like, that's how sports are, and that's what makes sports great. And now we get to watch everyone else throw their darts and figure it out, and how do we catch them? And, yeah, it's looking ahead to next year, but, you know, can Ferrari take another step? They seem to be the closest to Red Bull this year. They take another step. Then you put Lewis Hamilton in there. Sure, he's older, but is that enough to get him there? And maybe next year we have some epic battle like we had a few years ago with the two of them going back at it. Like, don't just give up on it because Max won a few races by a lot, you know, by dominance. It happens. It's not going to last forever. Lewis has 7 championships. Now he's having trouble getting to the podium. So, you know, and look at when Jimmy Johnson races. I love the guy, but he's the greatest NASCAR driver ever, in my opinion. But look at when he races now. It's not the same. Like, it's not going to last forever. Things continue to change. Things continue to evolve. Teams go up, and then they go down. Teams are down, and then they go up. We've seen crazy stories before, right? Look at the Braun team back in the day. Like, it's going to not be this way forever. So stick with it, enjoy it, bet on it, and have fun.
And they got some gorgeous locations, too. I'm sorry, the just watching the races on in and of itself and watching where they go, I mean, it's just beautiful, picturesque. It's good television even without the fact that there's racing going on. So, and got to love me some British announcers as well. DM Punk checking in saying, I know this is a racing podcast, but you go boys got to slow down. Working my way through last night's Echo Park picks. Listen, we're sorry for the double stack. Yep. The pit, you know, we had
to get... Right. He's on last night's show. We had one about an hour and a half ago you got to catch up on too, so...
We're sorry. Listen, that's the thing about it, man. This happens so fast, and we know that we've got to get all these episodes in so you have an opportunity to have all the information at your fingertips come race weekend.
Yeah, now it's out, so you can consume it at your own
leisure.
At your own leisure. And Sano accidentally calling me Colby. I'm going to take that as a thing of praise, though, because Colby is a pretty good dude, you know. So
Colby's amazing.
He says I should beat him in DraftKings, like the way I budgeted. Very smartly done. Yeah, like that's actually the winning strategy. I didn't do Sargeant last week, but I'm in a big. You know, we had that big league where we started this year, and there's I think like 30 of us in there or so, and. The people who have won the last 2 weeks had Sargeant in the captain spot, which is not a play you would ever think, but it saves so much money and allows you so much other flexibility. Like, again, find the ways to get strategy in there and do it. You know, Sargeant's not always going to be the play, but, you know, finding the right guy that is and how to spread the budget all makes it beautiful.
Yes,
DM Punk already got the Xfinity show. So,
oh, good.
Ah, you're only You're only half a show behind. You're good.
You're fine. You're fine. You got plenty of time to catch up. So, all right, speaking of catching up, we got some catching up to do on this F1 circuit. So let's do that. But first, let me tell you about our merch madness code. You want some racing gambling podcast stuff in your closet, on your shelves? You want a coffee mug? You want a t-shirt? You want a hoodie? You want a tote bag? All kinds of good stuff that are in there in our merch store. And right now, if you use the code MADNESS, you are going to get 15% off of everything in that store. So make sure you go over there and head down to the store and get all of your favorite racing and other stuff too. I know there's other. I mean, there's some fun pajamas and all kinds of crazy stuff in there as well that are sports gambling podcast related. So if you want to get some of that, you can too. All over there in our store, use that code MADNESS for 15% off. And while you're at it, enter our SGPN subscriber only merch madness contest. Contest is free to enter and it's only open to subscribers of SGPN shows like this one, like NASCAR gambling podcast, like the main show. Because here's the deal. If you are subscribed to more than one of the show, you're going to get bonus credits to use in the contest. For every show you're subscribed to, you're going to get those bonus credits. So it's a bankroll style contest, and winner takes all for a $1,000 prize or $2,000 if you're subscribed to the Sports Gambling Podcast Patreon. So they're going to double that if you're a Patreon member. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/madness. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/madness. We love us some cut bets in this, and especially the NASCAR gambling podcast, where we're going to have a ton this weekend for COTA. What is cut? Well, it's a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based, and it's available in 40 states. Peer-to-peer social betting is a new and better way to bet. You can bet directly against your friends or other users on sports, politics, pop culture, and other events, so long as it's got a verifiable outcome. Plus, there's tons of fun social features that give it the feel of a betting social network. Cut also offers the lowest VIG, which means there's fully customizable odds and you can create your own bet. Cut handles the payment side of things, so you never have to chase anyone down for money. Plus, there's social features like group chats, betting leaderboards, head-to-head history, user profiles, fan groups, and so much more, like rewards. Get cash back every single time you bet against your friends or other users. I think we'll pop some kind of cut bet up on F1 as well. We'll find a good way to get in on, maybe not necessarily, because we'll talk about it in a second. Maybe I'll put a good one up there. So download Cut today. Keep an eye out for it in the App Store or go to cut.com. That's K-U-T-T. Use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. You know we love us some Underdog Fantasy on the show and on the NASCAR Gambling Podcast because they give you the opportunity to get in on the F1 action as well. A great way to do it. Pick better or worse than the finishing positions that are listed on the Underdog sheets. And all you got to do is watch that multiplier stack up and watch that earning potential get higher and higher. And then you can even mix sports on this one too. So you can go F1 and then you can go college basketball. Look for those chilies though. They're going to give you the opportunity to win 100X on your entry. And right now, if you use the promo code RACESGPN, we're going to give you 100% deposit match up to $100. Well, they're going to give it to you, but we'll, you know, it's our help as well. So sign up today, promo code RACESGPN. Get that first deposit doubled up to $100, and you're going to get an instant pick'em special on top of that. Visit UnderdogFantasy.com or find them in the App Store. Don't forget to register with our promo code RACESGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as that instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org. All right, Cody, we are heading to Australia, the land down under. Let me tell you, first of all, I'm a big fan of Australia. It's the one place that I really wish that I could visit because I don't know. I actually don't even know what it is about it, but I absolutely love Australia. But I have taken a liking to Australian rules football, so that's another reason why I'd want to go down there. So Albert Park Grand Prix is where we are at. Again, this is after a week off, so these guys should be well-rested and used to the, used to the whatever Australia's got going on down there, whether they boxed a kangaroo or swam with wallabies or I don't know what it is, but yeah, we are in Australia. This track is, as I give you the, okay, so it looks like.
It looks like a roval.
A roval. You're absolutely right. It looks like a roval.
It does, for the NASCAR fans out there. I mean, like, It's very basic, like it, which is surprising. We had so many not classified cars last year, but like it's really not. I get some of the turns are tight and stuff, but it's pretty well laid out in just like roval fashion.
Yeah, I mean, again, so you've got 10 corners in this one. I'm sorry, 10 corners. You've got 10 corners before you get to the last ones. You got 14 corners in this one. And there are some very sweeping, high-speed sections of this, especially between turns 8 and 9. Looks like New Jersey on its side.
Or a recliner for Manzano.
Is why we do this live. We needed it.
We want the input. There you go. It does look like New Jersey on its side, and it does look like a recliner if you do it correctly. So,
I like it. So there are 14 corners on this one. Again, there's a couple of big sweeping ones. You've got two DRS zones in between turns 12 and 13, and then between turns 6 and 7, a real quick DRS zone between 6 and 7, which is going to go by like a nightmare. 1996, the first Grand Prix on this one, we were running 58 laps around this 5.78 kilometer track, which is just over 3 miles for a distance of 306.124 kilometers. Again, just over 190 miles. The lap record on this one, owned by one Sergio Perez, 1 minute 20 second .235 lap for Perez. So the first Grand Prix on this one, like I said, was 1996, but they were doing stuff in Melbourne in 1993. So it's a track that's got a little bit of history on it. And one thing is particular on this one, noteworthy, Max Verstappen's name is not cemented in this one over and over again. So there's only one time where you see his name in the winner's
history.
I know. I wanted to build a little drama into this
one. It's probably a bunch of Lewis Hamilton, and then soon it'll be a bunch of Max Verstappen after that. And really, we just have the last two seasons to look at as far as races, because missed a couple of years with COVID. They didn't have this one on the schedule. So you've only got the last 2 years to look at, which really, I mean, anymore, we don't need to look any farther back than that, because it basically is all just Lewis Hamilton anyways. But
there's a lot of changes too that have gone on in the teams too, major changes.
Well, yeah, you got drivers obviously in a lot of different places and whatnot. And again, to the excitement of, or the non-exciting F1 according to some people, like I watched the 8-minute recap of the race, you know, a little bit ago here when I was doing my research and studying and whatnot, and it was an exciting race. Like from the drop of the green, you know, Russell starts on the outside P2 and takes the lead early. Leclerc got wrecked first lap. So you had a safety car on the first lap, and then things were just crazy throughout the entire day. You had guys hitting walls, you know, shredding tires. You had getting stuck off the track, all kinds of crazy stuff. Like I said, only 12 cars ended up classified at the end of the day. I don't want to hear about boring, Rod. That's not a boring race. It was very exciting.
Well, yeah, and that's why the safety car is like -250 for a yes. There's no way.
Almost just threw that in there because I'm like, yeah, we had a safety car lap one last year, like.
Well, and a red flag too. So I mean,
we end up with a red flag later. So, yeah, you never know.
Never know. All right, Cody. Well, what say we actually start getting to some of these bets? Well, go ahead and hit us with your first bet. Let's do that.
All right, first bet up for me. Look, I don't know why they keep giving us gifts like this, but I will take it, and I appreciate it. Shout out to you, Bet365. Checo Perez, top two finish, +105, Rod. I don't know what F1 races they've been watching this year, but yes, Max Verstappen wins them and dominates, but guess who's right behind him every time? Right, we're 2-for-2, Checo finishing in second place. You know, we hit the double podium last race, right? It was -125 at the time, like just way mispriced. That's up to -200 this week, but this is a different way to get in on it. Technically, Max doesn't even have to finish up here to do it. You're not getting the comfort of third place, obviously, but all he has to do is finish first or second. Doesn't have to be behind Max. Just has to be first or second. Love that for Checo. You go back to last season, he set the lap record. Yeah, I know he finished fifth place here last year, Rod, but he started 20th on the grid, had a rocket ship, worked his way up through the field, ends up finishing in fifth place. You know, he's been second place both times this season. He was second place here in 2022 as well. Look, Red Bull. I mean, I know that there's basically Max level, then there's Red Bull level, and then there's everyone else. And Checo's on that second level where Red Bull is. And he's, I just don't see any reason why he's not going to be top two yet again this week. They're giving it to you at +105. it almost seems like maybe I shouldn't, maybe they know something I don't, but don't overthink it. It's like the double podium last week. We didn't even sweat that for 5 seconds. I mean, it was cemented very early in the race. So Checo Perez, top two finish, plus 105 over on Bet365.
Yeah, they're dangling that carrot in front of you saying, oh, take it, take it. And it, again, it, you can't. That's
it, yeah. Yeah. But it's, yeah, take it because it's a good carrot.
It is a good carrot. It's actually full of all the vitamins that you need to make it through the rest of the race. Ooh, but
JDK saying if you do to finish second instead of top two, it's plus 150. So
I noticed that on Bet365, they give you an exact to finish second, yeah, not just a top two. So, or
I
to
like
finish
a little
third.
Bit of the safety of he could win the race too and you still get paid. But either way, I mean, get in on it. Whichever way you feel more comfortable with it, I would say you could take either one.
Yeah, and for me, like I said, this is always, it's just Red Bull's world. We're all just kind of swimming in it, which is why, I mean, look, for Max Verstappen, like you said, to win the race is like minus 600 now, and that's being generous. So,
well, and like, I mean, I think the only way we don't see them finish 1-2, which is possible, right? Obviously, it doesn't always happen, but is there some type of accident, some type of mechanical issue or something in qualifying or practice where Checo had the issue last year. I don't think he even got to qualify. So he started 20th on the grid. And so, you know, it took him a while, but he gets up to fifth still, which was very impressive. Like, had he started farther up on the grid, he's going to have finished second. So, yeah, it's very simple. Just finish top two. That's it. And it seems like it should be harder than that for plus 105, but it's not. Just don't overthink it. Just play it and walk away with the cash and be happy.
Agreed. All right, I'll give you my first bet, but I want and I'm excited to tell you about Game Time because I've always hated buying tickets. I do not like the experience. I miss the days when I could just walk up to a teller and say, one ticket for whatever I want to see, please. And then they give me the ticket. I give them the money. I walk away and I don't have to worry about paying convenience fees or having to worry about getting gouged for a last minute price. Or all the stuff that makes buying tickets just absolutely not a fun thing to do. But thankfully, Game Time has taken all the stress out of doing that because Game Time not only gives you the Game Time guarantee, that means when you buy the tickets, they're going to be authentic, they're going to be on time, but you also get the lowest prices and the best fees that you could possibly get. And if you find a price that's better than what Game Time's offering you, they're going to make up 110% of the difference of that ticket. Not to mention, you're going to get a picture of where you're going to be sitting and you get to look at it. It's all on your phone too, which means, you know, again, I like walking up to the counter, but if I can do it from my phone and still not get gouged, I'd probably rather do it that way too at this point because safety of home is the safety of home. But Game Time lets me do it, and it lets me do it without the stress. So snag your tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code CFBX for $20 off of your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code CFBX for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. So for my first bet, because again, you know, Max is minus $6 million to win, so fine, I'll take a huge discount and just take him to be the fastest car in free practice one, which is exactly what I'm doing. Max fastest in P1 is at -110. Feels like that should be, you know, a number that you go, but it's racing. You should be a plus money number. For Max, I don't care. If it's anything less than -200 or anything on the better side of -150, -160 for us, and hell, even sometimes at -160, you might as well take it. But at -110, this is an absolute gift. He's not always the fastest in P1 because sometimes Red Bull likes to do some crazy stuff and they go on different. I mean, honestly, they're really just toying with the field every time they come out and they're not fastest in practice one. But last week he was fastest in practice one. I don't think they were trying to play around in Saudi Arabia. I think they really just wanted to get out, unload, and get that practice laps and get them in and get them fast and get them dialed in. And this week in Australia, last season, he was the fastest in practice one in Australia as well, which again kind of says to me that maybe they don't play around in Australia. Maybe they just want to, you know, get him out there and unload and just quit messing around and show the field and kind of, I guess, prove to the field, yeah, we've got a car. We got a fast car. You're going to be trying to catch us all day long. He was fourth fastest in practice one in 2022. But again, you know, for Max, it's not a matter of can he be the fastest in practice one. It's will he, and what are they doing that would cause him to not be? Because different fuel loads, different tires, You know, there could be guys that come out and try to the soft tires automatically in practice, and all Red Bull wants to do is not scuff up any of their softs, so they're just going to go on mediums, and that costs some practice time here and there. But, you know, by and large, it's not about whether or not he can come out and do it, because he definitely can every single time. It's just a matter of will he do it. I have a feeling that Red Bull's not going to try to pull any punches. They've had a week off. They're going to come out and go crazy on him. So, yeah, like I said, at minus 110, oh, my God, that's the best number that you'll ever see on Max Verstappen, other than maybe the fastest lap, qualifying, and winning the race altogether. But even those anymore are nuked to the point where it's almost hard to take them. So take the minus 110 as a gift while you can. Fastest in P1 for Max.
Yeah, I think this is the part where I'm not going to argue about betting on the fastest guy week in and week out. For hey, if you find a good way to bet on him again, that's part of the whole deal, right? Is find different angles to get in on him. And Sanyo with the question about Sainz, what's the latest on him? Is he racing? Get into that in a minute, actually. It's going to come up here in a bet that we've got coming up. So we'll talk about that a little more. Before that, Rod, my next set of bets here, I'm going to go with a couple of points finishes on a couple of guys here. I'm going to start with Alex Albon. Points finish. This is plus 120 over on Bet365. Alex Albon was very fast here last season. Had a very good car. Made call Q3. Ends up starting in eighth place, but gets into trouble early. Ends up not classified out of the race because of some trouble he got into. But he was very fast before that. You go back to 2022. He did have a 10th place finish here, which, again, is inside the points. The top 10 are the points finishes, of course, if you're newer to the F1 betting side of things. You go back and look at the season, 15th to open the year in Bahrain, you know, take it or leave it, whatever. But he was 11th at Saudi last week. So, again, we've got two races in the books now, and so we've got a pretty good scope of what teams are kind of going to look like. Albon's right borderline making it there. We know that he's a talented driver, and I think that he can get it done. He's did it in 22. Probably would have done it last year, right? He ends up, you know, starting in eighth place, looking to have a good run. A little bit of chaos gets caught up in it, and it costs him his day. So he's plus 120. Also, I'm ready to get hurt by Valtteri Bottas yet again, but I don't care. I'm going to do it. I'm going to try it one more time. Valtteri Bottas, he's plus 750 over on Caesars to finish in the points. It's been a little bit of a rough start to the season for him. He finished 19th at Bahrain, Rod, but he had a 45-minute pit stop that day, so hard to know exactly where he would have been had he not 45 minutes, but it was, what, 52 seconds?
52 seconds.
That's an eternity, and that's like the equivalent of 15 pit stops in real time in F1, so that cost him his day. Hard to know exactly. 17th place last race at Saudi. So, again, not too impressive to start the season. That's where it holds you up a little bit. But you're getting plus 750. So there is that. He's been good here, obviously, in the Mercedes in the past. Hard to look at those because he's obviously with a different team now. But 11th place last season with the team that he's with now, of course. So not a good run. Now, there was only 12 cars classified. So, you know, he was the second to last guy still running. But hey, if you can survive and get there at the end, we talk about that a lot in NASCAR. Sometimes that's worth something. 2022, he finished eighth place here. So eighth and 11th the last two seasons here. Again, not been a great start to the season. But if it ends up being a higher, you know, rate of guys getting knocked out or whatever the case may be, maybe he finds his way up there. Maybe if we don't have a three-hour pit stop, we're actually competing for a decent finish. So at plus 750, I think the number's right to roll the dice on Valtteri Bottas. So I'm going to take him for a points finish. And then also Alex Albon at plus 120.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I know we love to give the back marker ones, so that's definitely one that's going to have you on the edge of your seats. And it's not without
warrant.
You've
got to search for some value somewhere on the board.
No, you absolutely do. And look at it. So what did I we saw that meme. I think it was posted in our F1 channel.
Yeah,
where it was like Daniel Ricciardo, Oscar Piastri. Yeah. Yeah, and then there's
F1 bet tipster. He really got me thinking on yeah, it was him. So shout out to him. Yeah, it was the two pretty girls, you know, Oscar Piastri, Daniel Ricciardo, and the guy with the big beard waving in the back, this Valtteri Bottas. So let's go.
Which is funny that neither one of us, I don't think, have anything on the two native drivers. But, you know, I mean, look out for them. Their numbers are not right.
They've
That's
both hurt me this season too much already. We're two races into it. Both of them have hurt my heart dearly. So I will just be rooting for them without my wallet, only my heart.
I love it. Speaking of cheering for stuff with our wallet and our hearts, so we talked about the what's the word on Carlos Sainz, and Sano wants to know. Here's the deal. Ferrari said that he should be back in the seat to race in Australia. So his appendicitis is gone. Yeah, they had that week off to sort of rest as well. So Carlos Sainz should be back in the car. However, there are books out there that still have Ollie Bearman as an option for you to bet on, which means to me, look, I know he's back in the car, and then I know that you have a week off, and I know that all that, but there's a level of, I don't know, man, I've never had appendicitis, but I can't believe that you get back in a car after a couple of weeks and you still feel good for, you know, almost 190 miles. So I don't know. We'll have to see what the conditioning is for him. I'm sure he's good to go. So Carlos Sainz, a podium finish for him is plus 175. I like that. But what I initially had gone to, and I'll get back to Carlos Sainz in a second for the podium, but what I initially found was Ollie Bearman is a top six car at plus 320 over there. It was on Caesars. So Caesars is still offering Ollie Bearman at plus 320. So, you know, Cody and I both kind of waffled with this because at the time I hadn't seen that Carlos Sainz was there yet. But for me, if I'm looking at this, and you remember he had a points finish in his very first ever F1 race, which tells me everything you need to tell me about this guy's and this kid's talent. So I think a top six finish for him would be fantastic at plus 320. So if you want to grab that now and check with your book, make sure your book, though, gives it back right to you if he doesn't end up starting. Yeah,
make sure you're always checking the rules. Yeah. Because it should be. You place in and he doesn't race, should be no action. But
yeah, you should not.
It's like to be.
Yeah, you should not get charged for that one. So hopefully you don't. But yeah, so Ollie Bearman, top six finish, plus 320 if you really want to take that in case Sainz does have a setback in practice and can't go, then at least, and then, you know, who knows, if Sainz does end up taking practice and they yank it off of the what you call it, and then put it back up when he's back, it may not have a better number because they'll know for sure that he's there and they may tank that top six number and you'll have gotten it better at plus 320. So again, a lot of surround that, but take that. Now, as far as Carlos Sainz as the podium finisher on this one is a little bit of a stretch, but he's the best guy. It's like the best, a best of the top ones with a good number on it, plus 175, because everybody else is tanked so bad for a podium finish. I mean, Verstappen's minus 800, Perez is minus 333, even Leclerc's at minus 125, which is intriguing if you want it, but I still think Sainz is a good idea to grab this one. He doesn't have a very good finishing record here. His average finish here is 12th over the course of his career. He finished 20th in 2022, 12th in 2023. So not really good showings on this track anyways, but he's Carlos Sainz. It's Ferrari equipment. Anything is possible for him. And I think if we get a Ferrari double podium, or even if we get him as the lone podium finisher on this track, I could definitely see that happening. So yeah, at plus 175, like I said, I think he's the best one of those to be able to do it. He only won one race this year. He was on the podium, a third place finish in Bahrain to open the season. So he's capable of it. It's just a matter of can he do it. And at plus 175, I'm hoping he can.
Yeah, I think that he'll be back. But again, you know, everybody recovers differently. You know, my daughter had her appendix taken out this past, not very long ago, and it's a pretty, I mean, painful. She was in a lot of pain for a couple of days, but it goes away pretty quickly, like the very small incisions. So, but she also didn't strap into an F1 car 2 weeks later and, you know, go that fast and take all those G's either. So who knows exactly, but I would think he's fine, but I like the angle on both of these guys. Do we need to take another break before I continue this argument and get into my next bet? Cause it continues on the Ferrari train.
I feel like we should go ahead and take a quick break real quick to tell you all about Champs. Champs is hosting a free March Madness bracket contest for a chance to win $1,000. Plus, if you host your own March Madness pool on Champs, you're going to get an extra free entry into the bracket contest. Tiebreakers are determined by who enters first, so go now. Register so you don't miss out. Head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com /champs. Win bigger by betting smarter this NBA season with Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NBA and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bets' revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg, as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark. Join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com and use code SGPN to get 50% off of your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. Well, Cody, right, you got some stuff to say?
I got some stuff to say on Ferrari. Next up for me, this is a little bit like the Red Bull one last week. It was, you know, the -125 double podium, and I'm looking at it and making sure, like, am I in the racing set? Like, you got to check everything, right? Like, this isn't for practice. Like, this is for, you know, this is for the race. This is actually what I think it is, right? And same thing here over on Bet365. So if you have access to this, that's where you're gonna be able to get this. This is -300, -350 on other books. So I don't know if they're just sleeping a little bit, they're not sure on the Bearman news or what, but they've got both Ferrari cars to be in the top six, -163. Little bit juiced up, but in F1 betting, -163 is not a big deal at all. I think that this is highly mispriced. Obviously, you know, the example being that it's -300, -350 in some other places, a lot closer to where it should be. So whether it's Sainz racing, which I personally think it will be, and I think he's going to be fine. And if they do decide that it's Sainz and he races, I have zero concern. I'm not worried about, maybe he's racing, but he's going to be in pain. It's not going to be great. Like, he's not going to race if he's not going to be able to perform to his ability, and I think he's going to be fine. Look, Red Bull, you know, Max is up here, Red Bull's right here, Ferrari's the next thing on the ladder, and then it's a little bit of a drop off after that. Ferrari's clearly the next best car. You know, now you've got to get both of the guys in there, which we've seen with Ferrari can be a little bit of a struggle at times, but they should both be there. They're both fast. You go back to you know, last season, Leclerc finished third here. He was seventh place last race. Let's start that whole entire thing over. Let's go back to last week, last race, I guess. Again, we'll start over. Last race, Leclerc was third, Bearman was seventh in the last race. And then you go back to Bahrain, third and fourth place for Sainz was third, and Shaw was in fourth, right? So you're 3 for 4 in being both in the top six in the two races. The one time you were out of it was Bearman in his very first start, thrusting the car last second, finishing in seventh place. So I don't feel too bad about that, right? Go back to 2022 here. Charles Leclerc wins the race. They both had some speed last season, actually being fifth and seventh place last year. So just outside of it, but they were close there. And again, it's just the fact that the pecking order, I think, through two races is very clear. It's Red Bull, and then it's Ferrari. And then maybe it's Mercedes, maybe it's McLaren, maybe it's Alonso. It's kind of a jumble after that, right? But I think it's very clear that it's Red Bull, then it's Ferrari. So if you're giving me, you know, you're assuming that Red Bull takes the top two spots, then you've got four other spots for the next best two cars and two of the best drivers. Again, Sainz is out to prove something, right? He's lost his ride for next season. He's looking for another ride. He started the season great with the podium finish. Obviously doesn't race last week because of the appendix completely out of his control. Charles Leclerc's fast each and every week. We see that from him. So I love this. I think it's a little bit mispriced. Over on Bet365, both Ferrari cars to finish top six in the race, -163.
And maybe that is accounting for the fact that they thought that Ollie was going to be in that car. Yeah. And even
and
if
that could be. Yeah.
I'd they still take it, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't care. Even if it is Bearman, I think he can be in the top six. And I mean, really, the bet is that Sainz is going to be on it, and you're trying to catch it before that news is official. But even if it's Bearman, I'm not too worried about it either, because I think he can get it done to the point you made for him to finish top six already.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, it'd be easy for me to see both of those things happening. So I like that, especially at that number. Go grab it now before it goes away. All right, I'm going to put another driver on the podium, and this one for me, it's obviously podium finishes. It's so difficult for these guys because it's. It's hard when you're dealing, like I said, with the -800s, with the -334s. So I'm just going to go with Alonso. So Fernando Alonso for a podium finish. Am I reading this right at 365? Am I wrong Oh my God. So I didn't shop too much. I guess I didn't shop enough. So a podium finish for Fernando Alonso is plus 375 on Caesars, but I'm seeing a podium finish for plus 500 for Alonso on Bet365. Yes, please. That number is insane. 500 plus 5-1 for Alonso to jump on the podium in this race. Wow. That's a great number. So take that one for sure, because that's even better than the plus 375 that I had. Cody, 18 starts for Alonso on this track, and he has got 6 podium finishes. But look, he's won this race. He's been second. He's been third. He's been fourth. He's been fifth. And then even last season, right out of nowhere, that first year with Aston Martin, comes out of the blocks, scores himself a podium right out of the jump. Fourth place he started, third place he finished, proved that he had the speed to hang with everybody. And at that point, we thought maybe this was the second coming of Alonso and that he was going to dominate all season. It kept up for a few races, but unfortunately it dropped back off again. But, you know, 5-1 for a guy that did it last year seems a little bit insane. Now, you know, this season, for sure, he's been close. He's been nibbling around that podium finish. He got a ninth place in Bahrain to start the season, but he started sixth. Fourth place he started in Jeddah, ended up fifth in that one as well. Can he jump and find that speed in this race? I think he can. I think this is one where Alonso's never that far away from the lead pack as far as being able to find himself in the thick of the race, even though sometimes it doesn't feel like it, even though sometimes it seems maybe that Alonso is way, way off the pace. He did finish, 74 seconds off of Max Verstappen in Bahrain, but again, Max Verstappen beat everybody by 30 seconds. So he was still within the rest of the field at that point. And then last week in Jeddah, or 2 weeks ago rather, in Jeddah, he finished 35 seconds off of the lead. But again, was still in that pack in and around guys like Piastri, who finished fourth, right? He was 32 seconds there. So again, all it takes is for a good strong run out of Alonso. We saw it. And for 5-1 on that, I like that. So put him back on the podium at 5-1 for me in Australia.
Yeah, I like it. And if you want to go with JDK's theory earlier, where Max is going to win and Checo's going to finish second, you can do exactly third place at 10-1. So you could double your money there. I would definitely take the podium and then that as well if you're going that direction. Otherwise, he ends up finishing second place and you don't cash anything. But worth a look if you think that it's going to be top with the Red Bulls and then he jumps in there. So yeah, but no argument for me on the Alonso podium.
That's a fun betting angle, though, that one we really haven't really explored that much, because I don't know, is that the first time they've offered exact finishing positions? Because I don't remember seeing that.
Maybe I don't know. And they don't, all they have is two finish second or two finish third. They don't, it's nothing past that. No. But it is, it is worth looking at. I would like to see it in the future. Yeah. If you want to get in on Max Verstappen plus 900, Rod. That's how you do it. He's plus 900 to finish third place.
There you go.
It's minus 600 likely that he's going to win the race, plus 900 that he'll finish third. So either he wins, steering wheel or trophy, one or the other. Right?
Come back on with your steering wheel on it.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Well, then, obviously, like we said, anytime we talk about who's going to win this race, it's usually Max Verstappen. But we do give you a couple other insurance plays and then something to go along with it. So where this would be our traditional winner's pick, we're going to turn it into our winner's pick and then some. So Cody, who do you got?
Yeah, again, it's just at this point, I don't think Max wins every race. I think there's going to be a race or a couple of, there was three last year where he didn't win. Right. And something's going to happen at some point, whether it's in practice or qualifying or in the race. But trying to predict that and hit on it. Maybe we'll have some at some point, but for the most part, I think fastest lap is where you're going to be able to hit your more normal outright numbers, right? And again, this is something that keeps the race exciting because you're watching that little purple clock as it goes, whoop, 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 whoop. Who does it land on last, right? Last week it was Charles Leclerc. I think he could do it again this week. 8-1 for Charles Leclerc. Also going to take George Russell at 12-1. So nothing too crazy here. Not going for a big crazy one. But Max doesn't always get the fastest lap. He's a races a lot. Fastest lap doesn't always come with it. For Leclerc, he has been very, on single run or single lap speed, he's been right there with Max. He was faster than him at Bahrain in Q2. He was very close to him yet again last week in qualifying. So, like, if he can go down and lay a qualifying lap during the race, which he did last week, he can cash an 8-1. Then Max Verstappen runs away, wins by 49 seconds, whatever the case is. Boom, I still cash an 8-1 because, you know, he happened to take the tires the right time, play the strategy right, the track was clear, whatever the case may be, gets the 8-1 for you. So, love Charles Leclerc. For George Russell, he was very fast last year here. Obviously, some big questions with Mercedes this year, the speed. We don't exactly know, but, you know, he started second place last season, was fast from the get-go. Actually, had it not been for that safety car right away, maybe he could have strung Max along a little longer. I mean, it was just horrible timing for him. You get the safety car, that slows him up. Then there's the red flag, but it was a safety car first. He comes in and pits. Then there's the red flag, which means everybody can change the tires. So he kind of got fucked in that whole deal and everything, but he was faster last year. I think he's going to want a little bit of taste of something. Probably not going to be the win, right? So let's at least go out and get the fastest lap. Mercedes needs to start doing something if they're going to try and catch Ferrari for second place in that constructors. So that extra point's worth a lot, right? I mean, Red Bull doesn't need it. Max doesn't need it. I know we're two races into it, and it's too early to officially call it, Rod, but there's a good chance that both of those things run away with the championships, right? So really, everyone knows, and they've known coming into the season, it's the race for second. That point's important. And teams are going to go after it. So give me one Ferrari, give me one Mercedes, and I think these guys will be chasing the fastest lap. This is your way to hit a what feels like a normal outright bet, right, at 8-1, at 12-1, while Max wins at minus 600 by 37 seconds.
I mean, look, you got to take your shots at some point, so I definitely like it. And, you know, you talked about the tiers. You know, it's Red Bull, it's Ferrari, it's Mercedes, and those guys. All it takes is one set of soft tires at the end of the race to put this thing in your pocket. So you got to love people trying to steal points from Red Bull however they can. All right, so I'm going to go another route to kind of a podium-esque, a second-place-esque type of a bet as well. And I'm going to take the Leclerc as the winner without the favorite. So this is at plus 375 out there on Caesars to be the race winner without the favorite. But now I'm really curious because I want to see two finish second for Leclerc. So maybe we double down on that one as well. Leclerc to finish second is at plus 260. So that's not quite as sexy. And
top two finishes plus 210. So This is actually the better way to what's Checo to as the winner without the favorite. Now I gotta look at that. All right, you keep talking.
Thanks. Leclerc without the favorite to be the winner at plus 375. Look, he already won this race two seasons ago in 2022. He led all 58 laps. He pulled a Max Verstappen actually in this race in 2022. And then again in 2023, didn't even get to finish a lap. He spun out after all the craziness that was, got himself in the kitty litter and couldn't get back out. So they had to red flag the race. They had to pull him out and all that other good stuff. So frustrating day for Charles Leclerc in that race last year. But I still think that he would have had something for him because, again, last season it was Charles Leclerc that was kind of giving Max Verstappen the most fits last year. And this season alone, right, he's got a fourth-place finish in Jeddah, fourth place in Bahrain, a third place in Jeddah. So the next number in that order is second. So 4-3-2. So I'm going to take him to be the winner without Max Verstappen in it at plus 375. Like I said, that's the best number out there. It's the best way to play this. And look, if he ends up winning the race too, then you still cash this ticket. So really, really good angle to get in on Charles Leclerc, a little redemption tour this season.
Yeah, I like it. This is a solid number. And again, Checo, obviously, I think is the next fastest guy, but saw it last year. He didn't get it done. I've got you covered there, but this is a good way to get in on it. JDK missed my last one. I did kind of say I took a Ferrari and a Merc driver, but I specifically took Charles Leclerc at 8-1 and George Russell at 12-1 as the official plays.
Indeed, which is now a good segue into the recap for this. So I will go over all of our bets for this Australian Grand Prix from the beautiful Melbourne area. So Cody started you out with Checo as a top two car at plus 105. I gave you Max Verstappen to be the fastest car in free practice one at minus 110. Cody gave you Alexander Albon to finish in the points at plus 120 and Valtteri Bottas at plus 750 to finish in the points. I gave you kind of a weird sort of situation where I'll take Carlos Sainz on the podium at plus 175, but if you feel frisky and don't think he can go, which he probably will, grab some Ollie Bearman top six at plus 320 just in case that reserve driver gets tapped on the shoulder. You're holding an Ollie Bearman top six ticket, and you'll have some fun with that. Deciding whether or not he, you know, actually races is another thing, but we'll have fun holding that ticket for a hot second. Maybe the last one you hold for a while on Ollie Bearman. Cody gave you both cars, both Ferraris to finish inside of the top six at minus 165. Then I gave you Alonso to finish on the podium at 5-1. Cody gave you two fastest laps. He gave you Charles Leclerc at 8-1 and George Russell at 12-1. And I said that Leclerc would be the winner without the favorite, which obviously is Max Verstappen, at plus 375. JDK saying you can get Ferrari fast lap at 5-1 and Mercedes at 6-1, just a little more juice. But, you know, there's another option for you.
Yeah. Hey, those are good options too. Yeah. If that's the way you want to play it, I don't mind that at all.
Yeah. And it is a good little insurance too, just in case Lewis Hamilton does.
Yeah. And I mean, you get Carlos Sainz and Lewis Hamilton. Like, those guys aren't slouches. And then, I mean, really, outside of the Red Bulls, you sort of have the next set of fastest cars in theory cornered. So. Yeah, it's not a bad way to play it at all.
Not a bad way indeed. All right. Well, then practice begins shortly, right? A couple of days. We got practice. Yeah, and then
we're about, I think it's Thursday. Well, I think Thursday here in the U.S. at some point.
Yeah.
So yeah.
We'll have time. All right, everybody. Have some fun.
What time is this race, too? I haven't, it's been a long week already, Rod. Let's see. Practice starts in 1 day, 1 hour for when we're recording. Ooh, an 11 p.m. race here in the Central Time. So you get a nice
prime
time ish 9 to 9 o'clock race. Put you to bed. I'll have to stay up a little late, but excited for that. So that's the 23rd. So that's Saturday night then, technically here in the States. So make sure you've got your fantasy lineup set and your DFS and get your bets in if you're going to bed early, especially on Saturday, because you don't want to wake up and see that you've missed everything.
Yeah, I got a Saturday night special. I'll go ahead and go to sleep with the after watching Max Verstappen shower champagne all over everybody again. And once again, listen to the Dutch national anthem and the Austrian national anthem, because I hear those now in my sleep anymore. And I'm going to hear them in my sleep when I go to bed that night. So
you sure are.
All right. Well, then, Cody, let's send everybody out to get to it, because time is limited. So in the meantime, let everyone know where they can find you on social media.
Yep. Follow me on the X at @HuskerZ. You can find all my stuff over there. A ton of March Madness basketball stuff out. Go check it out. That will continue to be throughout the tournament. So lots of fun there. And then check out the NASCAR Gambling Podcast as well. Of course, we're the hosts over there and have a lot of fun there as well. We got 5 shows a week on that one. So we're busy nonstop.
Busy nonstop. Follow me on X at RJ Villa Gomez. Link in the bio, everything I got going on, whether it's here, whether it's Sportsbook Review, and then, of course, In Between Media. Check out the Back Road for all your NASCAR coverage on Thursday nights. I'll be there again breaking down the Circuit of Americas. So, all right. We'll see you guys next week, and we'll be talking more Formula One, Japanese Grand Prix next on deck, but not until we enjoy Australia. So, until then, let's go racing and let it ride.